You got this thing running yet, buddy?
Nah, but I got your tools all set.
See if we can get this thing started, okay?
I thought we needed a new carburetor.
Well, maybe we don't. Come on, slide behind the wheel. Let's fire this up. What's the matter? Go ahead.
Without a new carburetor, it's not going to work.
Having hope is never stupid. You got to believe good things will happen, and then they will. Understand what I'm saying? In this world, son, you got to make your own luck. All right? Come on.
Well, what are you going to fix today?
We're going to have to put that on hold for a little while. Because I got to go to Vegas. You know, I got some work out there.
What about the road trip?
Well, the Grand Canyon will still be there when I get back, little dude. Hey, I got something for you.
I'm not supposed to, Mom says.
Live a little, Hugo. It's just a candy bar, okay? All right. I'll be back before you know it, all right? Hold on the fort. You're my man? All right.
Others take the bags off our heads, and we're like on the other side of the island. And they take Jack, Kate, and Sawyer someplace, and they send me back to want everyone to stay away, which I did. And now everyone's freaked out. With them gone and what happened to Echo, they're all scared. And I'm scared. But then I've been scared most of my time here anyway. Except when I'm with you. I miss you, Libby. Dude, you okay?
Peachy.
Really? Because you've kind of been moping the last...
Look, it's not worth talking about, Hurley, okay?
Dude, you can tell me anything.
Desmond said I was going to die. He told me he has these flashes, visions, whatever. And in them, I always die. So this is the part where you tell me it is ridiculous, don't be daft, he's a nutter.
I think he might be right. And I think it might be my fault.
Your fault?
I'm kind of cursed. Death finds me, dude.
Is it?
Here, Vincent. Come here, Vincent. I think we need to get there.
Yeah. Chase the dog with the skeletal arm into the creepy jungle. You be my guest.
Okay. If I'm not back in 3 hours, tell somebody.
Vincent! Vincent, come here.
Everyone's fantasy, winning the lottery, untold millions falling into your lap overnight. What would you do with all that money? Well, one such lucky winner recently bought a chicken shack.
I'm Trisha Tanaka with Hugo Reyes, winner of a record $114 million
outside Mr. Cluck's Chicken Shack in Diamond Bar, which will be having its grand reopening tomorrow. So, Hugo, I think the question on everyone's mind is, why did you buy Mr. Cluck's?
I like chicken.
Also with us is Hugo's former boss and now employee, Randy Nation. That's probably every working stiff's fantasy, isn't it, Mr. Reyes? Okay, so Hugo, tell us what else you've done since you got on your lucky streak.
Actually, kind of had some bad luck, too. My grandpa Tito died of a heart attack, and the first house about my mom burnt down. My friend Johnny ran off with my girlfriend Starla. Oh, and this guy jumped off my accountant's roof.
Cut! What the hell was that? It's a puff piece, Mr. Reyes. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Sorry, Trisha Tanaka.
Do you mind if we go inside and shoot some B-roll?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, of course he can. I mean, he's just superstitious, you know, the ribbon isn't cut yet.
Okay, let's go. Oh, God, I hate this. Now it's stupid storage.
Hey, you sure it's okay? Ah, relax.
The safety guards are on the fryers?
Those fryers are stone cold. All right, we don't even start cooking until tomorrow.
You hear something?
And then pan through the...
out of Dharma oat bars.
Already?
Yep.
Did you check behind the powdered milk?
Yeah.
Will you pass me the box of cereal?
Then I guess you're out of it.
Will you pass me the cereal?
무슨 말을 하는지 모르겠어.
From now on, I will only speak to you in English. It's how you will learn.
아, 왜 이래? 그냥 한국말로 해.
It will be hard at first.
싫다니까.
Is it the others?
Are you okay?
What's going on, man?
Car. I found a car. Tipped over in the jungle.
You found a car?
And we can totally fix it and get it going again. It's not far. Come on.
Why do we need to start a car?
Because it'll be fun. We can all use some fun. I mean, after everything that's happened, we need it. Especially you, dude. So who's with me?
Well, I'm gonna cut some bananas. Sorry.
I don't think so, Hilly.
Come on! Anyone, we're gonna drive it! Who's coming?
Thanks, dude.
You have no idea what you volunteered for, do you?
We there yet?
If we are where I think we are, then our beat should be just through those trees. We'll be home in about 5 minutes.
Try to contain your excitement, Freckles.
Forgive me if I'm not excited about explaining why there's only two of us coming back, James.
Well, maybe they should explain why they ain't come looking for us. In fact, I'd be surprised if Locke...
Ow! Ow!
What happened?
Stepped on something, no. Son of a bitch!
Looks like a dart.
How the hell did it get out here?
All right, just relax your foot for a second, okay? I'm gonna pull it out. On the count of three, ready? One.
Ow! I thought you said three!
Yeah, well, anticipation's the worst part. I thought I would spare you. You know, all you have to do is say sorry. We could start again. Give each other a clean slate.
Slate. Like on Little House.
What?
Little House on the Prairie. Laura Ingalls used to write on this little chalkboard at school.
You call it Little House?
I had mono when I was a kid. I missed 2 months of school. We only got one channel on my trailer.
What are we even talking about?
We ain't talking about nothing.
James.
And I ain't got nothing to be sorry for.
So that's how it's gonna be. Welcome home, Sawyer.
Is that you, Hugo? Oh, my God. What happened?
Trisha Tanaka's dead.
What?
Mr. Klux got hit by a meteor. Or an asteroid. I don't know the difference, but it's gone.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy. It's lottery money. The numbers. I'm cursed. And now Trisha Tanaka's dead and her camera dude, and it's all my fault.
It was an accident.
It's not an accident. It is a curse. There's only one way to stop it. I have to go to Australia.
Again with Australia.
That's where the numbers came from. Lenny, in the institution, he told me.
So, Hugo, wait. I can prove to you you're not cursed.
You can?
Yes. Come here with me. I have to show you something.
Hey! Hugo!
After 17 years, your father has returned.
Hey. Well, your mom wasn't kidding about those candy bars. Just kidding.
Poor Roger. Sorry about your arm, dude.
Hurley!
Keep up. In. In. Totally. Let's check it out. Dude, Roger was on a beer run.
Si c'è connetta.
Oh man, I second charades. You want to what?
Anya, Anya. Si c'è connego.
Oh, you want to take Roger out?
Ben, 바로 세워자.
And turn it over.
Cool. I understand.
Okay, on three.
One. Two.
We'll get that later.
So when's it going to happen?
When's what going to happen?
Don't play stupid with me,
brother.
I was drunk. You know, if I said anything...
I have a right to know when I'm going to die.
It doesn't work like that.
What doesn't work like that? Hey, Oliver Twist! What the hell's my stuff?
What stuff?
Oh, you know good and damn well what stuff. I had books, food, porno, ball of scotch.
Hey, apologies for the scotch, mate.
You drank it?
Well, to be fair, there was, there was three of us.
Yeah, there was.
You, the munchkin, and who else? You okay?
Huh?
You okay?
Well, I got it. We're gonna tip it up? Crafty.
Crafty?
Yeah, crafty. It's like when you're good at crafts. Never mind.
Hey! What the hell's my stuff? What are y'all doing? Dude, you're alive!
Alive!
Yeah, Snuffy. It's good to see you, too. I'll be damned, y'all found yourselves a hippie car.
Pretty cool, huh?
Sawyer.
Jimbo.
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Well, look at that. Somebody's hooked on phonics.
What about Jack and Kate? They with you? They all right?
Kate's with me. But the doc. They still got it.
Okay, it's okay. It's gonna be all right. Jack's gonna be all right. We all are.
Well, what a relief.
Nah, see, things are getting better. The car, you coming back safely, it's a sign.
Yeah, a sign I want my stuff back.
So you're gonna help us fix this thing.
And why in the hell would I do that?
Because there's beer.
Why did he say don't come back?
He sacrificed himself so we could escape. Probably didn't want it to be for nothing.
Thought he told us they released Michael and Walt.
Yep. He gave Michael a boat, he took off, and never looked back.
Did you see any other boats?
No, but something tells me they didn't give away their only one.
So they can leave the island?
I don't know, John.
This zoo where they held you, is that where they live?
We escaped with one of them, a kid named Carl. He said that they live on this island. He could have taken us there, but Sawyer let him go.
Why?
You're going to have to ask Sawyer.
Kate, where are you going?
I don't care what Jack said. They've got him, and we have to get him back. I owe him that. So I'm going to get help.
Help from who?
hell of a Jesus.
Yes, who is such a good son. He knows of my love for the Savior. So he commissioned artisans in Taxco to custom carve for me the statue in solid gold.
Ah, that smells like great lasagna.
The Truns made it themselves. Ugo found them in Bennigan's. Now they are our butlers.
Something wrong, Hugo?
Your father asked you a question, Ugo.
My father? You're acting like he never left us.
Well, he hasn't been gone for 17 years. And all of a sudden he shows up? Aren't you at least a little suspicious?
I showed up because your mom called and said you were in trouble.
What?
All these numbers and curses. Ooh, I don't know what to do anymore. I thought you needed a manly influence, a father, to get you to stop this nonsense.
I'm not crazy. And the only reason he's back is because he wants the money.
Oh, now that hurts.
No, guess what? There isn't going to be any money. Ah! Mr. Tron, Lady Tron, your services will no longer be needed. Severance. Trust me, I'm doing you a huge favor. It's only a matter of time before the curse gets you and you die or worse.
Ugo, what are you doing?
Getting rid of it. All of it. The money, the houses, the livestock, and I'm starting with him.
No, Ugo. Your father is staying with us.
He's staying with us? Where?
It's been 17 years, Ugo.
What's been 17 years?
I have needs.
No, no, no! This can't be happening. He has to go. He has to. I want him gone.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Why don't you show your father what you have in the garage? Ooh.
I can't believe it. He saved him.
Me first now, come on.
What's up with all this recycling?
You got me, dude.
Looks like those Dharma freaks were building some sort of dirt road.
Woo!
Ha! Now we're talking.
이거 고치려면 시간 많이 걸리겠는데.
It's good to me. Engine's fine, right?
Son of a... What's the head doing back here?
Oh, that's just Roger. I'm gonna start the car now.
아니, 아직 가지 마. 엔진부터 먼저 확인해야지.
Dude, even if you were speaking English, I wouldn't understand a word you're saying. Just relax. We're good. This'll work.
I have hope. This will work.
Stinks.
Can you get it to work? Do you know what's wrong?
Chill out. Let the man do his thing.
Dude, that beer's been sitting there since before Rocky 3. Maybe even 2. It's probably poisoned by now.
Skeletor seems to like it. Bottoms up.
It's not cool, dude. That guy had a mom, a family, and friends. Oh, and a name. Not Skeletor, it's Roger Workman.
It's Workman, you blockhead. That's his job. He was a Dharma janitor.
Yeah, well, you should still respect the dead.
배터리가 완전히 죽었어.
Can you fix it?
No. No, we'll fix it.
But you have to. And can't you try, dude? I mean, we gotta get this running.
Hey, leave the man alone. He's right, no fix. Take a look at that mess. There's no way it's gonna get running. How thick are you?
It's your problem, man. Why do you want this to work?
I don't care if it works. Why is it so important to you?
Because we could all use a little hope.
If it's hope you're looking for, S.A., you're on the wrong damn island. There sure as hell ain't no hope here.
Come on, Hugo. Time to get up. Come on. Rise and shine. Hit the deck. Come on, we're burning daylight. Let's go.
What's with the earphones?
It's for the noise.
Oh. Well, your mother's a very passionate woman.
That is disgusting.
Come on. We're going on an adventure. Let's go.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
Look, just do this one thing with me. If it doesn't work, you can go to Australia. I won't stop you.
Okay. What one thing?
We're gonna break the curse.
This is stupid.
Just give her a chance, man.
Cut the deck, please. You've recently come into a great deal of money.
Could have seen that on the news.
But it hasn't brought you happiness. No. It's brought you great misfortune.
Huh. She didn't see that on the news.
I'm seeing numbers.
What numbers?
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. There's darkness around these numbers. Great tragedy. I'm sorry.
What? What is it?
Death surrounds you, and war is coming. Your hands, please. There's a curse on you, but it can be removed. Now, Hugo, I need you to remove your clothes.
My clothes?
A curse is like an unwelcome entity that lives inside you. And it must be exorcised.
Did my dad put you up to this?
What?
Hugo, please. I'll give you $1,000 right now if you admit that my dad told you to say this stuff.
The mystic arts are not subject to bribes. How dare you?
10,000.
Your dad put me up to it.
I was just trying to help. Help who?
Beer. Beer. Bingo. Beautiful. Car.
Car.
Okay. International House of Pancakes. What are you doing over there?
I'm praying.
Praying for what?
Help.
Well, hell. Got you a little help right here.
Dude. Hey, dude. Stop moping. Come on.
I'm moping. Thinking.
When people stare out at the ocean and get all quiet-like, they're moping. So get up and come with me. That car I found, we're getting it running.
What's the point?
Ow! What'd you do that for?
Snap out of it. Stop feeling sorry for yourself because someone said you're gonna die. I got an idea that's gonna help us both. Now.
It is dangerous. And there's a very good chance that you will die.
Supposed to convince me to come with you?
It is. But if you don't die, then we win.
When?
Look, I don't know about you, but things are
really sucked for me lately, and I could really use a victory. So let's get one, dude. Let's get this car started. Let's look death in the face and say, whatever, man. Let's make our own luck. What do you say?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, nice. Keep it coming.
You were right.
Okay, that's two. Hit me.
Those pants don't make you look fat.
Now you got it. Only three things a woman needs to hear.
Come on. Get up. We got work to do.
What's your problem, Jumbotron?
Shut up, redneck man.
Touche. What's Jiminy Cricket doing here?
We need another man.
Another man for what?
Push this car, dude.
Push it? Push it where? Hey! Oh, this is gonna be real good.
So you went to Australia, huh?
Long way to go because some stupid numbers.
I'd really like you to leave.
When your mom called me about the lottery, I was on my bike before she could hang the phone up. I'm getting old.
Yeah, I saw my retirement.
You're right. I'm here for the money.
Well, you're not getting any of it.
Well, that's not why I'm here talking to you now. I'm here talking to you now because going to Australia is not going to break any curse. You don't need to leave. You need a little hope. We make our own luck, Hugo. You know what I think you should do?
What?
I think you should give away the money. All of it. Every penny. Save enough for a new carburetor. Work on the Camaro. You know, just you and me. Take it off the blocks and make that road trip to the Grand Canyon. Never too late for a fresh start.
I'll send you a postcard from Sydney. Hey, I'll be here when you get back.
Nuts? You're not gonna drive down that.
We're gonna jumpstart it. You guys are gonna push it, and then on the way down, I'm gonna pop the clutch and get it started.
You see those rocks? All you're gonna do is crash into those real fast. If you don't roll over first.
Really? No.
Dude, they know how to drive. Now, come on, just push me. This will work, I know it.
Well, what are you out here for? Watch him crash and burn? Into that shotgun. Well, it's your funeral. Come on, let's give them their ride.
You sure you want to do this?
Victory or death.
Thank you.
Make your own luck.
Curly!
If you were looking for help to find Jack, why didn't you ask us?
Two reasons. You don't know where to look and you're not motivated. And I don't blame you. Why would you want to go on another trek across the island, risk more lives just to get Jack back?
You're wrong.
Oh, really? Then why didn't you come out?
Not about the motivation, just about knowing where to look. We got a compass bearing, and I'm pretty sure if we follow it, it'll lead us right to him.
How?
Because of the way the sunlight hit Mr. Eccles' stick when John was burying him.
So now you know our secret. How about you tell us yours?
No, 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 don't shoot. Don't shoot. It's all right. It's safe. We're just here to talk. You can come out.
Thank you.
What are you doing here?
I came to ask for your help.
To do what?
I'm heading to the other's camp, and if I'm going to find it, I need someone who knows the island.
What makes you think I have an interest in helping you?
Because they had me, and they would have never let me go. Probably would have killed me if I hadn't escaped. And the girl who helped me escape, she was about 16 years old. And her name was Alex. I'm pretty sure that she's your daughter.